So I'm going to talk now about the timeline on detection. And it doesn't matter if you're doing sport. It doesn't matter if you're doing cadavers. It doesn't matter if you're doing dope work, bomb work. It doesn't matter. This timeline, and there's modifications you can make to fit your world. This is just a scaffolding so that you can fill it in. Now I'm going to write it underneath this, and you'll see how close this is. Ritual. All right, so this is the timeline for detection, and you notice it relatively mirrors what a predator would do. So a predator, it's hungry. That's the first thing. You don't see a lion who's full hunting. It's laying under a tree, conserving energy, relaxing. Hopefully it doesn't have to fight, but it might. When it gets hungry, it's going to start foraging for food, all right? So it doesn't need a ritual to put it into the mood. It needs hunger. We need a ritual. We have to tell the dog what we're doing next. Human beings, how do I tell you what we're going to do next? Yeah, I come and I tell you. I go, here's what we're doing. Can I do that to a dog? No. What does a coach do before the game, before the big game? Pep talk, right? Motivate them. All right? That's the ritual prior to the game. What is it doing to those players? For you guys that like science, I'll throw some of them out there for you so you know that I actually know it. All right? What is it doing to those players?
It's the adrenaline going.
It's actually dopamine.
Oh.
Adrenaline's probably there too. But dopamine, what does dopamine do for us? Yeah, people have called it the feel-good thing. But really, it's probably better called the anticipatory hormone. How many people gamble? Good, because I'm going to say some disparaging remarks about it. So if I worked late nights my whole career. I was a vampire. When it got dark, I went to work. When it started to get light, I needed to be home. All right? But that also caused me to have to answer calls in places like some of the casinos around my county. I'd go into a casino at 4 o'clock in the morning, and Grandma is still sitting at the nickel machine at 4 o'clock in the morning. Ka-ting, ka-ting, ka-ting. Still going at it. Look at the security guard. How long has she been there? All night. Her bedtime was 8:30 the evening before. How is it that she's doing this? Dopamine. She's anticipatory. I'm going to win. I can win. I can win. Las Vegas is built on dopamine. All right? So that's what we're doing with the ritual with the dog. That's what we're doing. And the thing that's interesting about dopamine, in human beings, we're kind of weird. Because we can look for rewards that are intangible. The ultimate one being afterlife. We will gamble that there's an afterlife if we do A, B, and C. We're gambling that we're going to have an afterlife. We're gambling on something that we cannot be certain of. We can only think about. We cannot touch it. We cannot feel it. We cannot eat it. But that's how manipulated we are by dopamine. Now, people go, well, I'm a Christian. I'm sorry. Take that away from the whole conversation for the moment. All right? That's why Grandma's sitting in front of the machine putting in nickels. Except now it's a card, right? You don't put real nickels in anything. All right, and so as we observe this, the better we are at creating a dopamine rise in the dog, what does that translate to in a dog? Well, it turns out what we know that it translates to is that we get higher foraging behaviors. And that's the next thing, right here, search. Now, in a predator, we talk about hunt. We're talking about dogs. And dogs are, I would use the word forage on a dog more than I would hunt. These guys made a living raiding our trash. All right? Yes, they did do some hunting, but that was less. So foraging is probably a better word for these guys. So they're foraging. And we talked about what the alert was, right? What is the find? And I might be able to find a better word one of these days. This is actually a translation from the German. So when the dog alerts, now it has to do something else. It's changed its behavior based on, hey, my nose is in an odor that I get reinforced to go to source for, or to close the gap on. So that activity, the translation is the find. Some people call it other things. Work in the scent cone, work in the odor. There's a million things. It's the find to me. And so the dog, what is the find? They're trying to get as close to it as possible. Why do they want to do that? Why do they want to get close? They have to have a reason. But I could reward a dog just for smelling it, like a Skinner box. Yeah, that's why I like to use this type of parallel, is because just because you smell it doesn't mean you got it. You got to get there. And so you're finding your prey, and then what is the indication? It's flushing behaviors. Now, in Mother Nature, you know, your terrier might be going to ground digging something up. If it's a pointer, it might be pointing to try to flush it. If it's a border collie, border collie, it might be giving it the eye. You know, that butt up, head down, stalking pose, that might be what you get. Those are all can be considered indications.